This is the Department of Promethean Science, stealing fire from the gods to make a better life for you and me. It is Saturday, August 22nd, 2015, and I'm improvising on the podcast this week with Ollie Hobson, who's a performer that I have really enjoyed sort of watching lately. He's really kind of taking in and absorbing a lot of work and obviously working on his craft, and it's paying big dividends. So I've been enjoying watching him play a ton lately, so it's a lot of fun just to have him on and get a chance to play with him here, too. I think we had a good time. If you've got a suggestion for myself and a guest to improvise to or with in the future, please send along to the email address at prometheanscience@gmail.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-T-H-E-A-N, science@gmail.com, with the subject line suggestion, and we'll open that up right before we start to play, read it, and go from there. If you've got any other kind of correspondence and you can afford to wait for me to get back to you after the course of several weeks, then please send along to that same email address with anything else in the subject line, and eventually one day I will read it, get back to you, and we'll go on from there. So, and something that that I've enjoyed that I'm really excited about unfolding, I've got the second issue of it sitting waiting for me, is Alan Moore is writing a new comic book called Providence that kind of goes back to his H.P. Lovecraft obsession that he started with The Courtyard and then sort of moved on with Neonomicon, and then this is sort of time-dashing back and purportedly really diving into it. It's great. I mean, highly, highly disturbing stuff that the other stuff has planted seeds in my mind and, you know, maybe sort of question whether I actually ever really wanted to read it or not. But, it's really good work. And although this is starting fairly slowly, I can feel the big hits on the way coming. So really good, especially if you're an H.P. Lovecraft fan or an Alan Moore fan, you should check that out. But here is Ollie Hobson and I improvising to a suggestion from Sasha Fox, and that suggestion was the Burrito Brothers. Hey, man, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, man, good. Yeah.
You had a good night last night.
Yeah, I had a good night last night, man.
Yeah,
I lived the night like it was day.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I was up all night doing work, enjoying myself, doing my thing.
Yeah. Did you get all your work done?
Yeah, man, I got all my work done. I got my plate on, too, man.
Oh, you got your plate on?
I got my plate and my work done, man.
Wow.
I was up all night, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The last night, right?
Yeah, last night.
No, the play is The Last Night.
The Last Night?
The Last
Yeah.
Night. That's the name of your play,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my play, Last Night. Wasn't being clear? Yeah, I got The Last Night done.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I got The Last Night done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I want to read that. Send that to me.
Yeah, no, I will, man.
You
yeah, hey,
my
take
email?
It. Oh, no, just take it.
I'd really prefer if you email it to me.
Man, just
I'm
going to
lose
it.
No, I'm going to lose it.
I can't. I don't want to scan this, man.
Please.
If I gotta scan it, I gotta scan it before I email it to you, man.
Do you have another copy of this? Because I guarantee I will.
No, this is just my only copy.
I can't take that responsibility.
No, it's fine, man. Look.
Please.
Don't. We can't be precious with our things, man. It's the whole point of the play. It's like it's about people clinging to their last night together, like it's this thing that can't be tampered with, you know. Like they're not living it. They're trying to freeze it in crystal, man. And I'd be a huge hypocrite.
Farouk, I would really appreciate it.
No.
I'm just letting you know, if you give this to me, you will not have this play.
No.
And all your work will be for naught.
And then I'll do it again, because that's what life is, man.
All right, okay.
Like, take it, Lyle. Take the play. If
okay.
It makes its way back to me, it makes its way back.
I will.
If it doesn't, I rewrite it again, and it becomes the same play, but different.
That's a
just
good.
Like every human being, man.
Man, you're so artistic. You're so artistic.
Oh, nah, man.
Yeah, I thought about that since you were since
I got
you
feelings.
Were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
You, when you were just doodling on the back of that novel.
I thought,
holy schmoly.
Yeah, no, I know. The library made me buy that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
That was cool.
How much was it?
$14.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a lot when I was a kid, but now it's like, oh, yeah, you get...
Yeah.
It's you don't, I mean, we wouldn't throw $14 in the gutter, but it's okay.
No, you make a lot for an artist.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I I just keep working. It's like I need a minimal amount of sleep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm up during the day. I was up all night working, playing. I made a whole bunch of guacamole.
Oh,
you want some?
I'd love some.
Yeah, I just carry. I'm getting this Tupperware. Oh, we squeeze limes into it.
Just so you know, if you give me this Tupperware, you will not get it back.
Yeah, it's okay. No, that's the point of Tupperware is to pass it around, put new things in it. You know?
Yeah.
If only I could have the storied life of a Tupperware, man. All the stuff that gets held in that. Oh, wow. You know?
I wish I had your life.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, it's true.
You got your own life, and you live it how you want to live it, man.
I hate my job.
Well, that's your burden to bear, then. You got to figure out, you know, it's going to teach you something, and then you'll be out of it, and then that'll be in the past, and it'll be, you know, that'll be part of the, one of the things that you carried in your Tupperware, you know?
I love how you just make metaphors. I can't use metaphor. You're a metaphor.
You know, a little secret. I'm wildly sleep deprived and hallucinating all the time, so it's really easy for me to come up with metaphors. Oh yeah, man! Woo! Whoa! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get you out of your job. Is what I think the next step is.
Can't get out of it.
Why not?
I signed a contract.
That's indentured servitude, man. That went out in like the 1800s, I think. Like, you can get out of that contract.
Not where I work. This is standard. They wouldn't hire me without signing this contract.
Are you crazy? That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you got to be able to do something to get fired.
I've been trying.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not trying hard enough, man. You need to put in the extra effort to get fired.
I've come to work late all the time.
Yeah. Don't show up.
I can't do that.
Why can't you do it? Just don't show up.
I got nothing to bide my time with during the day if I don't go to work.
Okay, here's the thing. All right, hide out in my house, do an edit of my play, and I'll go to work as you.
No.
And if anyone, I'll wear your clothes, and if anyone talks to me, I'll claim to be you.
God, that's such an original idea.
I know. Well, I got a million of them. Because my brain is not operating the way a brain should operate. I have an issue judging what color things are, but on the brain level, not the eye level.
Yeah.
I got perfect 20/20 vision, and normally I see colors very vibrantly, but because my brain's so haywire, woof.
Okay, you know what?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this guacamole.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your play. I'm going to read your play.
Yeah, read my play.
I will
do a once-over. Because we're changing places, I feel like you should feel free to make any edits you choose to make, and then that is the play.
Great. And you know that's great because I'll be at your house with your stuff, so I probably won't, if I do lose it, I'll lose it in your house.
In my house,
you can find it.
A real possibility.
Yeah. Do you have any animals? I forget.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's possible.
That's fine.
I hear things that sound like animal noises, but I don't know if it's my brain.
That's fucking nuts. You live that artistic.
Pulling triggers on myself, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, at some point in time, I'll physically shut down for a little forced siesta. and then when I wake back up, I'm going to keep rolling the way that I roll. So it's like I get about 6 hours of sleep every 14 days.
That's great. Yeah. If you go to work and you sleep, they might fire. If you go to my job.
Oh, yeah. If the body has my shutdown siesta.
I should just tell you, my boss's middle name is Shitbag. So
Shitbag?
So if you just, you know, it's Shitbag.
Dolores Shitbag Winfield?
Yeah.
I know her. I know her.
How do you know Dolores Shitbag Winfield?
She's friends with my parents.
I was
at so many dinner parties where I had to put out nameplates, and they were very insistent on full names.
Fuck yeah.
Love that name.
Did you ever change her middle name to something that's not like Shitbag, something like more?
I wouldn't tamper with them, something like that. There's a profound meaning and power in names. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Lyle, I'm Farouk. I wouldn't change. And that's what I mean. It's like now that I'm going to become Lyle and you're going to become Farouk, you'll get a taste of the unglued freedom that I have, and then I'm going to become you, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to suffer through your contract.
Let's do it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
She's working tonight.
She's working tonight.
So you can go in tonight.
Okay.
And I'll just.
You work at that self-serve frozen yogurt place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the scoops you can eat for $1.
Yep.
I might actually come in after I read your play and eat the
I would be in there for sure. Yeah. I'll sort of peek in. I haven't come in yet because I have a place that I normally go to, but why doesn't tonight be the night that I try something different?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I say that I try something different, I mean you as me try something different.
Yeah. And you know? Completely agree.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to our competitor that you love so much.
Oh yeah, I love it.
What's the name of that place again?
Sprinkles Galore.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing so well.
Yeah.
Because you know what you get right when
Celebration. You're going to put sprinkles on it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Because it's like, in the name, they have one of the extra toppings that it costs more to get than if you just self-serve the yogurt.
And how often do you see the word galore in a title?
Every so often.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Every so often.
Every so often.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Not frequently, not commonly, every so often
When you go to work for me tonight, you should change the front sign. Change the name.
Okay.
To whatever you want. You're a creative guy. You could come up with a good name.
Eat it.
Yeah. Exactly. It says right away what you want to do.
Yep.
When you come into this place.
And then, I think there's an extra dimension to that, too, because as you, I'm going to hate my job.
Well, you should.
And I'm going to be like, welcome to Eat It.
Yeah.
Eat it. I'm Lyle. Eat it.
And maybe you should write, like, shitbag says eat it.
D shitbag W says eat it.
Yeah. And then under it, right, quoted by D.W. Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. He's got a lot of good ideas behind that name. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Birth of a Nation? Is that the...
Yeah.
So glad Nation was born.
I know.
So glad that I was born. How's that guacamole? Sorry I didn't have anything. Sorry I had to eat it straight up.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I squeezed a whole lemon into it.
What?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Opens up the taste buds.
Because it was really sour for a sec.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Yeah. And I like these big chunks of onion.
Yeah.
And how you puree the tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And also how there's more than, like, it's mostly tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's a little avocado.
I only had half an avocado.
I wanted
guacamole so bad, so it was...
What constitutes guacamole? How much avocado do you... Just a little bit of avocado.
As long as there's a little bit of avocado in it. It's guacamole.
You know, I'm getting another idea. I'm getting an idea.
Oh, good, man. Save it for tonight.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll put it in your plate.
Good.
This thing's long.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's got to be 300-400 pages right here.
Yep. It's a 400-minute play.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a play that long. Well, you think maybe a couple intermissions for something like
that? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
I might cut some of this down. That's okay.
Well, if that's what I think is a good idea when it happens, then I'm going to have to go with it. All right. Okay, man.
All right, dude.
I'll see me later tonight.
I'll see you at my house, which is your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's our time. Oh my God!
Oh.
I don't think my intention was to be that weird. So, but I'm also not unhappy that I fell down into that crevice. As long as it was like fun to play. So like the. So that was I mean, I know the Burrito Brothers are like that alternative country band
from the 70s. Yeah.
But it felt much more like, you know, just sort of like kind of like sort of crunchy bohemian types living that life.
How did we start? Do you remember?
I think we were just like we're saying hello to each other, you know? And then there was that notion of like me being up all night, you know, and it was like up all night working and then also playing. And then I was like, oh, I guess I've been up all night, but now it's the day and I'm still up, you know? So it was like, at first it was like kind of like I was going to do something literal about us making burritos for breakfast or something, you know? But then it just kind of fell away and like I felt like we were encountering each other like in the street or something, or like maybe I weirdly had like this vision of like a courtyard of the of the apartment buildings that we mutually lived at. Like, we were kind of, like, friends and neighbor, like, you know, casual friends and neighbors, and it just, like, run into each other in the morning, and I was, like, going out for my day after I'd already had a day over the course of a night, you know?
Yeah.
It was, like, that was sort of, like, my unsaid sort of, like, visceral, like, feeling for it. So because I just sort of, like, had that sense, I wound up not, like, ever feeling a need to declare anything.
Yeah, that was good. From Burrito, I got, for some reason, Burrito's always make you think of 3 a.m., like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I think that's for the last night, but it was, it was fun, and I liked how you just ran with that.
I hope that it wasn't, like, too bizarre, but I kind of, like, I almost felt like there was, like, you know, retroactively, I felt like there was this, like, paper that was folded up that was the whole thing that we kind of, like, started at, and it just kept unfolding things, you know? Like, unfolding pieces of, like, it wasn't, like, I don't know. I mean, I would be curious to see how you felt about it. I hope that it wasn't, like, too abrupt or jarring or, like, too much of a leap, but I really just was, a point happened where I really thought, like, oh, yeah, I don't sleep. Like, I never, ever sleep. And because I never sleep, that's just an idea that sticks with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think about, and I think it's such an interesting human thing, our necessity for sleep, and how, like, if our brains don't have that hygienic sort of cycle, like, that daily hygienic cycle of, like, sleeping, how people will go nuts and, like, die, you know? And so that, to, you know, that is, like, an interesting notion of the human condition to me.
Yeah.
So, like, once I realized that I was this guy who was, like, this sort of bohemian, crunchy, hippie guy that, like, actually makes a practice of not sleeping, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it seems like I've got it all worked out, but I'm insane.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've been driven to madness from my absolute lack of sleep. And that, like, let me be even more just, like, declarative of,
yeah, yeah, no, it, it, yeah, it was great. It was, and it was such a strong character. I think I was in my head a little bit because you gave yourself so much,
yeah,
and I felt like I had to give myself, I like didn't know how to give myself stuff because it also felt like it would be weird to give me stuff because we already have, like, well, your, that, like, that's a strong,
that's a really good, like, that's a good, I mean, that's a good thing, good point, you know, to bring up, because I actually was like, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You were so great about, like, just sort of dishing stuff to me, where it was like, oh, you give something to me, and then I would, like, cycle through it and, like, think about the implications and say all this stuff. But you're right. Like, I was, I should have been, like, more conscientious about making sure that, like, I did the service for you, that you did the service for me. And I was thinking about that. Like, I was, you know, there's a point where, like, when you called me Farouk, I was like, oh, this is a great, what a great name. And, like, it just helps, it prompts me even more to, like, become this guy, you know, this unusual guy. And I was like, and I was kind of like, I wasn't doing that same thing for you. And so, like, I did consume more air than I supplied in that scene, and it's that I think that's a disservice, you know.
Well, maybe, but I think it was on me a little too, because in my head I was like, oh, that I want to be this the same character that you're playing, but I think early on I tried to take an opposite stance.
Oh,
And so it was hard for me to, like, I couldn't just jump and be like, oh no, I'm you too. But, like, so that was, that, I think that was me, and I think you couldn't give me some of those things if you wanted to, because it wasn't what I had already built up.
Oh, yeah, where we had, like, the notion of, we kind of character mirrored, but then it split off to me being, like, having more freedom,
yeah,
right? Like, that was the juxtaposition.
Because, like, the first thing, I think, was, how did last night go?
Yeah.
So, to me, I can make, like, you pick that up, and then I can either go, I felt like I could have also been like, yeah, because I almost went, yeah, me too, it was crazy, but then I think I sort of tried to take an opposite stance and was like, oh, yeah, my job's, like, we sort of played opposites.
Yeah.
So that was on me, I think.
Well, I think that to some degree, you know, it was like, yeah, it was like you're giving me such great prompts about myself that I was like sort of exploding that out. But then, yeah, I mean, like you did such great diligent work for the scene, and it was at times it was somewhat thankless because I just got to be the nutso guy that was like, oh, I get to say whatever I want to say about myself, and you didn't have that, you know, like when we cycle. I mean, I liked that thing of like having the opportunity to reflect on the fact that you're essentially an indentured servant to your job, you know. Mm-hmm. And I liked that, and I kind of wish that I pushed on, you know, pushed on you more and given you more fuel for fleshing that out. Because, I mean, the thing is, when it came down to it, I kind of, like, I took that, too. And was like, when I was like, oh, yeah, your work. You work at a self-serve frozen yogurt place, you know? But what I should, I mean, really, it was like, it was just such a greedy consumption of all the prompts where, like, I really should have, at that point in time, you know, like, you'd given me such a platform to play and have fun that, like, I also should have been, like, yeah, what's the deal with your job? You know, like, had it been more, like, direct more of those prompts at you, you know? Like, I don't want to...
Well, it's...
It was such a fun scene for me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you really had to do so much of, like, the plumbing of it.
Well, it's also... it's interesting because it's an isolated 10-minute scene.
Yeah.
So, like, in a piece, we can start with that, and then you got this, and then I can... Don't like I can be someone else later. I can do whatever.
Well, you know, that's a really good. I think that's one of the interesting things about talking about these scenes too, because it is just a single scene, right? And so much of what we do has implication to piece, and it needs to live in a piece, and like has a functional purpose in a piece at large, you know. And the And in this, like, you're right. Like, one of the things that I would have liked to see is you being me editing the play. And, like, that would be, like, you know, that I think would have been really, really cool. As well as, like, anything else putting me in another context. But actually, I think the most interesting thing would have been to see your transformation into a state of freedom being me.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, that's what I would be most interested to see. Kind of in that piece. And it's funny too, I almost made a transition, like, in our scene. I almost did like a second scene or like a time dash or something. Uh-huh. To like when we started like talking about your job, I almost jumped into being your boss at the job, you know, because that was such an interesting thing. And I think that dynamically it would have been fun to like let you rotate into being able to play with more freedom, you know, than we had sort of in just in that than you were permitted to have just in that interaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I just think because we just mentioned it, it's making me think of maybe sort of the way that I probably play is more, I always, my brain works best, I think it works best where I'm thinking about like the piece.
Yeah.
And where something like this is like just doing scenes. I mean, I have a lot of fun when I shut that off and just am like, oh, this is the scene. This is all we have. And I wish I could do that more often because I think a lot of times I'm like, okay, when what happened or like what's good? Well, how can I set up for later? And it's
well, you know, I think that's an interesting thing because it points up, it's something that I've been talking about recently where there is like a real dichotomy to the way that we have to think about things and be in things when we're in shows, right? Like there's an architect and there's a player, and when we're in scenes we just are we should just be the player, and it should just be about the moment, and we, you know, it should, the discovery of interaction is, it gives us the most fuel. But then when we're outside of it, then that's the point when we can be architecting and like observing the kinetic stuff for the generation of potential, you know, so that later on we can do that and sort of, you know, we have to, it's a flip switch that we have to like go between. So, you know, in order to be successful piece players, we have to be very mechanical and architectural outside of scenes. And then when we're in scenes, we have to be completely the opposite of that. We have to be not mechanical and not narrative and not planning and be as visceral as we can possibly be so that we have surprising interactions and generate more opportunity for us, for the people that are architecting on the outside, so that that we can set up something that has potential, so that potential can be executed and turn it into something kinetic, you know. And it's just such a weird cycle of mindset.
So with that in mind, I have a question specifically for you.
Because,
I've thought about this a lot, and I don't ask enough people this question, but it, because I only know how I think during a piece. I don't know how anyone else does, but I know that a lot of times I get caught in my head, either on the sides or in a scene on like the big picture. And I see a lot of teams that I really respect that have a good ensemble and do create a very fluid show, like from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I am curious, I guess my question is, when you're on the sides or you're not in a scene or like it's later in the show, how much are you thinking about the show as a whole, or are you still acting instinctively like you would in a scene, but and those like pieces of sort of callback and stuff come naturally based on your instinct, or is it like sort of a pre-planned a little bit?
I think I really think that for me it is about farming and creating potential, you know, where I'm trying to figure out what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. Like, what is, not what do I want to see happen, you know? Because I kind of feel like, oh, if I already have some idea of what might happen, then it won't surprise me and it won't really be interesting to me. And like the stray thought is fun enough. And so it's almost like, when I look at things, I'm generating kind of almost questions for myself, you know, where it's like I think of a context that is the question, sort of like what happens when these things get put together, you know? And so, because that's less limiting, you know, it's that that thing of like, if you need for one specific thing to happen, then anything other than that is a failure, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if you are okay with anything happening, you know, then just having a few sort of components to prompt anything happening will mean that, you know, whatever happens is cool. So it's like, it's not necessarily, it's not planning for an end. It's planning for new beginnings. Is how I wind up looking at it. Of like, oh, this stuff is interesting. I continue to have interest in this. And if it gets recontextualized slightly or mixed with something else, I'm just curious to see what will happen.
Yeah,
you know.
And so, like a part B of that question, if you so say you have an idea, or you get inspired by something and you want to start a scene, are you thinking of your initiation before that scene starts, or are you going into the scene and then know that you're sort of gonna, once you figure out who the characters are, you'll like figure out a way to just briefly reference the previous thing so you can build on that?
Yeah.
Like, do you have an initiation in the middle of the show?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, like, I think usually it's kind of almost like that it's having a set of things that are relatively adaptable. Like, you know, it's very like very much seeds for things to happen. So I may have like, oh well, I think it would be interesting if this certain scenario were to be prompted to be happen because I'd like to see what would happen. So so I may have an initiation to that effect, but if I get out on stage and something else happens, then it's kind of like paring it away, you know, to be like, oh, well, that's no longer valid, but I could still offer this for the mix.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just all goes away, you know, and like, that's fine too. And so it's kind of like, as I watch things, And I usually don't just have the one thing, you know. It's sort of like, as I watch everything that's happened that I haven't been in, then I'm building a set of interesting possibilities that have, like, a most concrete version of themselves. Of, like, if I get out on stage and someone looks at me like, what are we doing? Then I'll be like, here's my initiating line that implies this context. But if they sort of, like, provide half of it and one of those things fits, great. Or, you know, it could be broken down to a very abstract thing, you know, where it's just like that, where, oh, the point of this was that there was some kind of, you know, very explicit scenario that required somebody to be outrageously hungry at the beginning of it, but all of that has changed or been somewhat reused or some of the context, you know, but now it's broken down to the point of, like, in my set of things that I find interesting, the notion of being hungry is one of those things, and if a space needs to be filled, that will probably come out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it's like a, you know, it's an accordioning sort of set of, like, this could happen, or this could happen, or none of it could happen, but I'm prepared with that information so that if it falls on me to architect, I have something to supply. If it falls on me to play, I'm always happy to play.
Yeah.
You know?
'Cause it's always been a confusing thing for me, because I think early on, because of what I mentioned before, I had sort of treated that ability, or that, like, thinking ahead and, like, planning an initiation or something as, like, a strength, or it had maybe been told to me as a strength.
Yeah.
But then I felt it more like a weakness. And then I tried to steer away from that and not think at all.
Yeah.
About,
yeah.
And then, but then I would go into scenes with nothing, and then, like, we wouldn't call back. So, so I've been doing that for, like, a year, and I wonder if there. I was just curious if there's, like, a middle ground, or if, like,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if just you do that enough that they come more naturally, and you don't have to think as hard.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's the thing, is I think that it really is sort of like developing a craft and a point of view for it, you know, because you never really know, but, like, it's because everything is so mutable, right? Like, having that stuff is good, but, you know, it's not about rigidly needing an outcome, right? Yeah, so, like, having it available to you, it's more like developing the most available fuel for yourself, and then just using what the moment demands, I think, you know. But I mean, I don't know, it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting that you're struggling, or that you're thinking about it. I'm happy that you are, because I see you, like, at, like, watching a lot of stuff. Like, you clearly are working really hard on craft, and I think that's really impressive, because, you know, I'll be in a show, or I'll be at a show, and I'll see you, like, watching it and pulling it apart for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I also see that paying dividends, you know, where I'm just like, I've seen you, especially, you know, playing at, playing at CIC, where, like, you know, I've been sitting there with Kyle and just being like, Ollie is doing some very cool, like, piece things, you know? So, like, you may be, like, it may be something that you're continuing to fight with, but that's never going to stop. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's, like, just a, like, as a fan, I have seen the execution of this stuff, like, pay, like, be really cool. Like, I'm excited to watch you, like, turn your observation into action, because I've seen you do a lot of really, really cool things you know? So,
now I'll just keep overthinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, overthink it on the sidelines, and then just play when you get in. So, as would be my recommendation. But, you know, what the fuck do I know? Dog went off. So, is there anything else?
No, I've covered.
Awesome. Yeah, that was really great. Like, very, very cool. Thanks for asking all that stuff. And I hope that I didn't just sound like a fucking windbag.
No.
All right, good. Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Thanks, dude.